Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chance. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Held reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant bunts towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lasher. Held scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Albis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Arrigo covering, for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Batty. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Jim Cott pinch runs for Don Mincher. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to third. Allison moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals is walked intentionally. Tommy John now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorrell scores. Allison moves to third. Verhals moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. George Banks pinch hits for Bill Plyce. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Allison scores. Verhals moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a line drive towards the mound. Abernathy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verhals scores. Allen moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 7-4, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.